Blog Talk Radio.
Is there anyone there, or is it just us in here?
I think at this point it's just us.
Well, then maybe we should start our intro.
Yeah.
That's our good buddy, Blandy.
That hot piece of Chuck Blandington.
Chuck came with us from our old show that we used to do in Brooklyn College about 147 years ago. So how's everybody?
Welcome, everyone, to episode zero of the Metal Injection Livecast. Why is this episode zero?
Because it doesn't worthless. Count. We don't know what the fuck we're doing yet.
Yeah, we can curse. This is the internet.
F fudge that we're doing. Oh, we can curse.
We can curse.
That's going to be tough because I have so many habits of not cursing.
Right.
But we, just to give everyone out there like the little heads up, we have no idea how the fuck this soundboard works.
Yeah, so we just spent first of all, we came here early. We came here like 8 o'clock, and we shot the Injection Videos of the Year podcast, which is going to be a cool podcast.
That's why it took so long. We shot all the videos of the year. We shot all 10 videos here.
And then after that, little industry secret here, we used the green screen. I know. Crazy, right? Yeah, we're pretty technologically savvy. And basically, this green screen is like one giant, like, piece of sheet that has like a wiring
that
around the edges.
That's what it is. It's a huge piece of sheet. We couldn't put the fucking piece of sheet back into the.
Yeah. So Noah and Frank literally spent like close to an hour. And we didn't get it. We just kind of folded
manipulated
it.
Back.
We just kind of folded it into a corner.
Well, it's like a fucking Rubik's Cube. Like, I've never seen anything. It starts out as a big green, like...
Sheet
piece. And you're supposed to... They went on the internet, and the guy's, like, speaking with a thick Dominican accent. And he's just like...
Yo, this be easy.
Like, Start with the sheet. Lean it against... the wall.
You gotta fold it like a taco.
You fold it into a U shape. And then...
you put the filling on the inside.
Fold it again and squish it. And squish it until you get there. And so...
So we're like, okay, let's try squishing it.
With those fucked up instructions, we got the fucked up results, and the thing is like laying in a fucking heap now in the corner.
Yeah, and then this is pretty much how we felt.
That was Noah. Noah!
Oh, God.
Calm down.
I can't.
It's just a piece of sheet.
So hard.
The guy giving the instructions on the internet was the IO digital cable guy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I don't know if anyone's even listening, but if you are listening, maybe you're not from New York.
By the way, if you are listening, we have a phone number that you can call in because we're motherfucking technologically savvy pieces of shit.
Well, it's not really us. It's the website.
Well, yeah, the website reason. Blog Talk Radio.
We're better at operating the phone lines than folding the sheet, the green screen.
Yeah. So why don't you give us a call? Our number is, are you ready?
877-353.
No, that's not it. Don't confuse them.
That's
don't confuse them.
That's
our number is 646-929-1357. Shout us a holla, you know.
So that's the commercial that plays about once every other commercial here in New York.
And it's like this guy in like a lobster suit.
Well, it's for the local cable company, which, by the way, if you're watching it, you have it. So why do they need to advertise?
Yeah, they only advertise on their own cable company because they're not going to advertise on like satellite.
Right. So it's a pointless commercial to start with, but then they turned it into like a reggaeton video. So the guy's like, digital cable. Well, watch a bunch of channels. Whenever, don't interrupt me. I'm on mic. I'm flowing.
We actually have the commercial.
Oh, that's right.
We can play it.
No one wants to hear that. They want to hear me bust a rhyme, you know?
No, they want to hear the real deal.
I would rather hear Darren's version.
Can I sing along with it?
that's the power of technology here.
I hope I do this right.
Let me just cue it up. It's loading. It's loading.
I'm already laughing because... Noah hates this commercial.
I can't. It's going to be in my head for
years. Digital cable. Watch a bunch of channels whenever you're able. I forgot this part. There's the broad.
9-3-4-4-4-8.
Everybody call that number right now. Like, jam up their fucking phone lines.
Jam it up like you're jamming up our phone lines. Oh,
but
wait.
It's
what's
like,
the number again, Rob? You got to give the number.
Okay.
It's
393-4-4-4-8. People are actually going to be giving that good number of calls.
We're going to give Cablevision a ton of business.
Now, guys, seriously, guys, if there's anyone listening out there, give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
We're lonely.
And if you call right now, we'll give you a prize. We have prizes. We have CDs and stuff that we'll give away. We'll bribe you into calling.
We don't have a budget yet to actually send them out.
No, we'll send them out. Noah, don't say that. They're not going to call.
IO Digital Cable is going to call us and tell us to stop.
They're going
to
sue us.
A bunch of metalheads, call our number. He'll say it in rhyme, though. Hey, yo, what you all doing?
Just posting a MySpace bulletin. Letting people know we're on the air.
Weren't you supposed to do that before the show started?
I'm actually doing a MySpace.
Yeah, we were supposed to do about 40 things before the show started. We did them all in the last 5 minutes. So.
No, actually in the last 4 minutes of the show.
We did order food that we haven't even eaten yet. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh, speaking of the food, the guy that delivered the food.
Oh, let's talk about that guy.
Is a trip. Noah can tell it.
All right. So whenever we order from this place, and Rob definitely has the same experience because it sounds like we both live next to each other.
In the same bed.
Well, sorry.
So my roommate and I always, you know, fight about who's going to go downstairs because this guy is ridiculous. Whenever we open the door, we hear, oh, it's so cold outside. So cold. Oh. But then in the summer, he's always like, oh, it's very warm today. Very warm. And when my roommate went downstairs, he's a pretty big guy, and he went downstairs to open the door. The guy's like, oh, you big man.
He sounds like Miss Swan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Very cold. I keep warm. You big man.
But what about the thing with the tipping?
Oh, yeah. So this guy is pretty much the biggest jerk delivery guy in the history of delivery people, because I mean, you know, I'd like to think I'm a decent tipper. You know, I'm not freaking Donald Trump over here with the tipping, but
you're cheap.
I do all right.
No, you don't.
So no, I do pretty well. And anyway, so there have been multiple occasions where we've called this guy, and we're standing there, you know, and we're like, you know, I pay him the money. And I give him a call, and I'm all like, hey, can I get $3 back? And he's like, $2? Like, no, I want $3. And then he'll sit there, and he'll be, like, counting out the money, and it'll be like, one, two, and then he'll be, like, holding it for, like, the longest time so I could just go, like, oh, whatever, keep the extra dollar. And
yeah.
Then it's like, no, I want that dollar, all right, buddy.
And, like, he always tries to guilt people into giving him more money. He's like, oh, we work very hard. We make food very hard. So hard to make around.
Yeah, it's so hard. They stick it in a fucking wok.
The guy is not even in the kitchen. Why do I have to pay him for delivering the food?
Very hard to catch the cat as he running around the kitchen. They don't want to get in the fryer, let me tell you, lady.
And it's not like in the middle of like a blizzard, he's riding a bicycle. He's driving a car.
Yeah, I pass by your house and hold food out the window. If you don't get it, too fucking bad, lady. I'm very busy. It's so cold out here.
So cold.
I still can't get that down perfectly.
Because you're not used to him.
Cold. And so the food just came. They ordered like an hour ago, and the guy like knocks on the door. So Noah's like, okay, I'm going down to get the food. Listen, nobody say anything. Okay? So he runs down the stairs. And
he's like, oh, hello, thank you very much. How you doing?
How are you? And then he says, you know, yo, very hard to make. What did he say about the food? He says, very hard to make. Oh, my boss.
He's like, oh, I put something inside, something big inside. Oh, but no, he no good.
I cut a hole in bottom of the bag. I put something big inside for you.
You grab from the top.
Yeah, reach inside, very special Chinese sausage.
You hold on, grip hard.
And it come out, some egg jack soup for you. Come out of my sausage. So he goes.
Chinese special sauce.
It's so cold.
It's so cold.
We heard it all the way up the stairs.
Yeah, we were
into the studio that we're in now,
yeah,
AKA living room. So a couple of things that we
let's,
have to get to today.
Let's give out that number again in case anyone else has a special delivery.
Hey, I know there's at least one person listening. So if you're there, one person, whoever you are,
Just give us a call.
It's
not
like you're begging. We've got enough to talk about.
It's 646-929-1357.
Guys, that number isn't that hard, you know. And, like, honestly, if you don't call pretty soon, I'm going to feel like this.
We're
working on the sound effects, guys. Sorry.
Why was that so loud?
If you don't call...
Tom, how are you going to feel, Tom Araya, if people don't start calling? How are you going to feel?
Tom?
There he is.
Tom,
calm down. That's supposed
Tom
to be
Araya,
Tom Araya's
dream.
Yeah,
it really works.
It will next week.
Okay. Well, guys, you know, we spent a lot of time on the sound effects board, so we have a lot of great...
5 minutes.
We have a lot of great sound effects for you. That you can't even hear right now.
What I was gonna bring up, I don't know if this is even gonna play now. but yeah, we have actually a few things to get to that I wanted to talk about. But one of them is something we used to do on our show, our old show.
None of the sound effects are playing, says Sid.
What? Really?
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, you know why? Because the Tom Araya was a little bit too
bad. Sid, how about this one?
I like how we're talking to one guy in the audience.
Did you hear those, Sid? Sid?
Sid, why don't you just call us?
Sid's talking into the air now. He doesn't realize what he has to type.
he's actually playing. For all of you who don't know, Sid is my roommate. And
he's listening at home.
He's listening. He's our quality control, which is funny because that's like silence again.
He's
he's
33% of the audience.
That's upsetting.
I mean, but we could hear it in our phone.
I don't.
Sid? Anything? Double gobble?
Maybe we should take a music break.
Well,
there's no music.
Yeah, no one's going to hear any music.
Sing and you figure it out. Yes, I did put the computer out.
In the settings.
In the settings.
In system preferences, because I think you did that last time.
This is thrilling radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, it's behind the scenes stuff.
This is going to be on the DVD of our radio show. This is the commentary channel. This is a great part. This is where Noah and Rob were figuring out how to use the soundboard.
Okay, Sid, are you there?
And this is where Rob asked Sid if he was.
Oh, great! And that's how Frank.
Oh, hello. We have a phone call. We have a caller.
Caller, are you there?
Caller.
Hello.
Wait, someone's got to go down and open the door.
Noah, you go down. Caller.
Nominate Noah.
Caller, are you there?
So you can't see their number.
I just see Jump Man Hat.
Oh, it must be like it blocks out the guy's number.
Sid, can you hear the sound effects now?
He said yes.
No, he isn't. Wait, so we have a caller on the air.
We can't hear
and
them.
We can't hear them.
Okay, caller, it's not you, it's probably us. So. probably going to have to call back another time, whoever you, the hell you are. We'll let you know. We probably shouldn't take any calls until we figure this shit out.
This is mildly embarrassing, guys. Sid on the instant message reminds us that we should change the name of the show to Metal Abortion.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool name.
And I'd have to agree with it.
Well, it's not like we had 12 days to figure this out or anything.
No, we had negative 5 minutes.
No, we had 12 days to figure it out. And you,
wait a minute.
Nothing else.
Okay. This is going to hurt.
Wait a minute. This is the headphones. So the headphone out should go.
No, that's the headphones.
I mean, like on the laptop, the audio.
Where does this one go? Is this one even plugged in?
You're listening to NPR. We are learning today how
Darren,
to hook
Darren,
up.
Kill time, Darren. Kill time.
Go ahead, Darren. Teach us something new today.
You're
just switching right and left.
I can't perform on cue like this.
Read us some Cannibal Corpse.
This is the most unprofessional outfit I've ever worked for. You want to hear Cannibal Corpse read us poetry?
Wait.
Yeah, please.
Darren, turn
off your phone. This is so unprofessional of you.
It's an important call.
This is weird that it says there's a caller, but...
And I'm being told by a text message that they're not hearing anything.
At all?
At all. Because Rob just ruined it with whatever you did. What
Well, at least they're not hearing us flounder and trying to fix the fucking message board. I mean, soundboard.
How is Sid able to hear it? Do your friends have their speakers turned on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see. Well.
Okay, hold on a second.
Like to apologize for our unprofessionalness. You know, it's not every day that you start a live podcast. The blue would be in and the black would be out.
It's not every day that you start a live podcast and don't prepare for it in any way until 5 minutes before the show starts.
On the plus side, guys, we did tape a killer Metal Injection live cast. I mean a podcast. And I'm now calling myself
a douchebag.
Hello? Oh.
Oh, well, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Are we hearing you through the microphone?
Wait, let's see. Can you, why don't you get your fat ass up and walk away from the goddamn microphone?
He covered up the microphone.
No, we don't hear you, Rob. This is hopeless. Nope. Nothing. Do you hear us?
No, I don't. I think I got disconnected.
Oh, isn't that fancy? All right. So last time we had the headphones.
You don't have to whisper.
Yeah. We totally had this before. We should have taken photos. We got, just to give you guys a little background, we got together about 12 days ago. You say, oh.
Okay.
12 days ago. That was weird. What was that?
I just unplugged the headphones. We got to get the headphones.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay. You said the headphones were plugged into the computer. Do you want to
try
that?
How am I connected?
What?
What's this? You mean
online? Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back. We haven't lost, and we would play some music right now while we get unlost, but here's the situation. The music's on the computer. And apparently you guys can't hear the computer, so...
Why don't you play some music next to the microphone? Yes, you can put it on.
All right, how Hello? No.
Yeah. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Metal Injection, and Joda Ben Hat is also here, and we can maybe. And so what's going on now? I can hear us. What did you do?
Hello? Yeah.
So.
I want the radio shows.
Hello?
Hello. All right, we're back. And did you do anything, or it's just back to what it was?
I just unplugged stuff and plugged it right back in. Where I unplugged it from.
Does this...
It's not the knobs, Rob.
It's not the knobs. How about
you know what would have been a good time to do this?
What?
24 hours ago?
But that was yesterday.
Right.
Well, you know what we can hear? We can just entertain ourselves.
But you know what's not a good time to do this? Like right before the show starts.
Oh, that's why we're doing it during the show.
Oh.
Duh.
That's an even worse time to do it.
All right.
Wait, but you said Sid was able to hear us. He could hear us, not the sound.
Sid can hear us, just not the sound. But I don't understand how we could hear the sound effects. Like, what are we plugged into right now?
Maybe the sound effects were just too low.
Okay, the cheekbone is connected to this.
Maybe you did the soundboard wrong.
Wait, where is this plugged into? This headphones that we have.
Here.
I gotta tell you, this is fascinating radio.
Hey, Darren, you know what? If you're not gonna help,
no time for that kind of thing.
If you're not gonna help, get me my
food. This is what I'm here to do.
And feed it to me.
I'm here to be funny. This is funny.
I have no idea. Because everything is connected sensically.
I think at this point, we should just shut the show down and apologize. Make a MySpace bulletin and say it didn't work. It'll work next week. And do this off the air. Pretty pathetic.
Can we mute?
All right, guys. Let's upload. Oh, we can upload something.
Upload
a 20-minute song. So we can
put on Stanger.
I don't want to punish our viewers.
We already are. My soul continue.
I think this would be worse.
Yeah, they're already listening to nothing.
I think it's a tie in entertainment value.
Maybe we just got to put the mics up louder.
No, let's not do that.
All right, I'm going to try to call in.
Okay, you do that.
Okay.
Do you remember our number?
877-353.
Yeah, actually,
393. That's what I said. That's what I said.
All right, let's find a nice long song.
2 hour song. 877-353.
Our number is 646-929-1357. And now we're just waiting for our caller who is actually...
Hello?
Hello? Caller, hello? Really? That's crazy. When I picked up the call, it hung up on you. How fucking rude. No, that's what you hear when you call, but when we pick up, you're supposed to, like... yeah, people can hear the show. They just... Okay. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. No, she freaking read my mind. Are you listening now? No, Darren, I didn't tell you to touch the mouse. Darren. No. Are you listening? Okay, one second. Let me just start uploading the song. Okay, this doesn't work. And here we go. Oh, you heard farts. Okay, Sid. It would be the same thing. Fuck
Sid,
you,
you're
Sid.
Fired.
You are a jerk. For
you're a Jew.
Making us think. Okay.
Well, why would he say that? Maybe he really probably couldn't hear it.
Wait. Why don't you try to call in again and let's pick up your call. Let's try that one more time. Sorry, guys. Sorry, as you bear with us.
If people would call us, then we can just.
Why don't you go on a different computer and try to listen to the stream?
Well, one thing at a time. Why don't you give us that one? Guys, welcome to Metal Injection Livecast, episode 0, where our topic is radio testing.
How the hell to work.
And here you can now, a few panicked blog talk radio hosts.
Everyone's out there in the audience who knows how to run a radio show.
Hello.
Hey.
Caller. Okay, now we can definitely.
Hello, I'm listening to your show.
Please turn your radio down, caller.
Okay, now we have a second caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, all right.
Who are you?
Hello?
Me?
Whoever you
Me?
Are, you have to speak first.
I think he's listening.
You're on the air.
You're on the air. You got to turn your computer down.
Yeah, or put some headphones on. Or give us a call. I mean, come
on. I got my headphones on.
What?
What?
Person that's listening to us.
Hello.
What's going on? Gab?
Gab?
How the hell did you hear about this?
Hear about what? Yeah, I check it every day, so.
You check our website every day?
Since like 5 years ago, I guess. Or how long ever that was, but
oh nice,
yeah.
You have like all the episodes.
One time fan. Yeah, I used to download all your episodes.
Oh yeah, how'd you initially hear about us? Please,
right.
Stroke our ego some more.
Do we have any theme music? Because apparently this is his show now.
that's good. Scare away our only caller. That's nice.
Yeah, we apologize for the unprofessional.
We apologize for the woman.
Sorry, it's my hormones.
That's not what I was going to say. I was apologizing for you.
Who's that in the background? Is that your mom?
It's a party over there.
No, it's a sister.
Oh, your older sister.
Is she hot?
Is she listening to the show?
Sister.
Younger sister.
I take back what I said. I don't want to get arrested. How old are you, dude?
Dude, we can barely hear you. You're like breaking up.
You're lagging too. I don't know what that is.
How are you talking to us right now?
Are you talking on a phone?
No.
I heard no. I think it would work better if you call us. Our phone number is 646-929-1357. You are one caller, please.
Please.
I mean, you know, whatever.
You're not that good with the sound effects, Rob.
The crying? Let's see, where is it?
Yeah, man. It's not good.
You gotta, like,
No, but he's, like, one person has to do this.
Yeah, see, I think here's another thing we need, a second computer.
I can do the phone stuff, too.
Okay. So why don't you take over, Darren? Go. Do whatever you want.
I'm done.
All right, well, we do have topics that Noah so very eloquently put together.
Why is it so much louder than everything?
Yeah, we need to spend
because
some time equalizing.
All on one line.
Wait. Did you say we need to spend some time doing it?
No, since I'm equalizing.
Oh, okay.
Equalizing the audio. The audio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we need to do that.
Because everything
starting more than 5 minutes before the show.
We should do that.
We should
next
do it during
week,
the show.
Next week, 5 minutes after we're supposed to start. That's when we should equalize.
Who are you?
I agree with that.
Who is on the line?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Oh, cool. I called earlier and you guys couldn't hear me.
Yeah,
you were
hey.
It was like 2 seconds ago.
Who
I
is this?
Remember.
I'm Sean. I go on
your hello, John.
My name on the forum is Seth Abominé, and yeah, I've been a fan for a long time. So. What's up, guys?
Long time fan, first time caller.
Well, like, we're still in the experimental stage because what we did is we bought this mixer. And we like just, you know, we're just figuring out how to put all this shit together. So it's a little bit of a mishmash right now.
Yeah, it's cool. You guys are just like fucking around and stuff.
Well, no, we're gonna be doing it once, like between now and the next show. Hopefully, we'll have this shit down so it won't sound like a mess.
Yeah.
And then we're really gonna promote it. But like right now, he just threw a couple of MySpace bulletins out, and you know, we're just
keeping it real.
Yeah,
a little too real.
What? This isn't BET.
Now, John,
you're listening to Rap Injection.
John, how do we sound? Are our levels all right?
What's that?
John?
You were kind of like cutting out.
We were cutting out?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
There. Yeah, a little bit.
Where are you calling from, dude?
I'm calling from Canada. I'm just like in
that's
the
what I kind of thought, because he said a boots.
Yeah.
Long distance, or do you have free U.S. calls?
Yeah, I got like free long distance in North America and shit like that.
Oh man, you are hooked up.
Yeah.
We need to roll with this guy.
Yeah.
What part of Canada do you live in, John?
It's Sean, and I live in.
Sean?
Oh.
Can I call you John?
Yeah.
No.
Well, John's the only name he can remember, so he just calls me John. He calls Noah John.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
just seen the initial graph.
No. I found Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, just close.
I was in Toronto once.
Oh yeah.
WrestleMania 6.
Oh, sweet. Was that Warrior and Hogan, right?
That's it.
Yep.
Were you there, Sean?
No.
And also, it was the Hart Foundation against Misha and Sasha's uncles, the Bolsheviks.
Yeah, but that's a fun little fact. Did you know that Metal Misha and Sasha are actually related to Nikolai Volkov? He's their uncle.
Mm-hmm.
If your alter ego is there, are you just going to kick
alter
you?
What?
What are you talking about?
Those dudes are from Russia, and they have Russian accents and long hair.
I have no relation to that cocksucker.
Cool. Do they get free long distance too, I take it?
Oh, they're going to totally be calling in. We told them that if they don't call into episode 0 of the Metal Injection Livecast, they can never be on the air again. So they will totally do it.
If they're not in a drunken stupor right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, we just shot something with them, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. They will definitely be on our year-end videos of the year episode of The Fix.
Took like fucking 12 hours to like.
Oh, they were so drunk. Hey, Sean, I just want to confirm this.
Yeah.
Can you hear the sound effect that I'm about to play? You ready?
All right, yeah. Right.
Oh, well, now you're giving away. Did you hear that one?
I could hear it. It's working, man.
Are you hearing? Those aren't sound effects. That's Rob farting into the mic.
Yeah, that's some Taco Bell.
No, it burns. It burns my eyes.
It's good because it's cold in here. It's so
cold.
It'll warm you up when fart come out.
So, John, tell us a little about yourself. What kind of music do you like? I keep calling you John. It's Sean.
See what I tell you.
All right. Every single time Rob calls you John, I'm going to electrocute him.
You should just play a fart.
I pretty much listen to like anything from like I don't know all over the place, like power metal to death metal, like anything. As long as there's
I mean, you just made Noah's nipples.
Fucking whipped in it, I'm happy. Like,
what don't you like though? What band can you not stand?
not too big into like Suicide Silence and lots of deathcore stuff.
So who? I'm sorry.
Suicide Silence.
There's got to be a way to put the sound up.
Can you hear me?
It's like to the max.
Well, then what's wrong with it?
Just all static.
And you got to realize the sound effects are also the same input, so we're going to blow our ears.
Oh, that's so true. That's why we definitely need to use two different computers for this.
All right. Do you want me to bring my computer out here?
Bring it out. No, that'll be too crazy. We'll do it next. We'll just keep it low on the sound effects, basically. When we have callers.
Well, let's just get rid of sound effects and put him up.
Yeah. Well, he's up. Right,
is
Sean?
Your computer up?
Right,
yeah.
Sean?
Yeah, but I can't hear him.
Yeah? Right?
And he can't hear me because I keep talking and he's like...
Is it... It's fine. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys.
Okay, that's better now.
Can't you just lower this, each one?
yeah, I'll lower all.
His fingers have to do manual labor. I don't think so.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Okay, so, Sean, why don't you bring up a topic? What's new in your life?
You know what?
How about you ask us a question?
Like,
what do you want to know about? What's that?
You want me to bring up a metal topic?
Sure.
Okay, so the Dahlia, and I'm a little pissed off at the guitar player.
Yeah, the Black Dahlia Murder's guitar player, play, yeah.
Yeah, so,
which one?
John, the guy that did the solos.
Are you sure his name's really John? Or
his name
is actually John.
This is John.
His name is John K. He doesn't have a last name. What was that?
Well, it's kind of hard to talk because I keep hearing myself echo.
We can turn your sound.
Oh, yeah, you should turn off your computer because you can hear us through your phone if you call.
Try this. Okay, I just kicked
it. I love how it's silent. We're waiting for him to turn the speakers off.
Dude,
well,
Sean.
Gotta be the worst.
What?
You're like, this is what I call radio, gentlemen. Like, oh, and lady. And the best is Frank is here. He doesn't have headphones on, so he's only hearing us, Sean. He doesn't hear you at all.
Let me tell you, Frank, Sean is killing shit right now.
Yeah. Sean
is the most...
This is gold.
As far as Frank is concerned, you don't even exist, Sean. How do you feel about that?
Fucked up.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that, Frank. You'll never believe what he said.
He said something. I can't even repeat it because I stolen the delivery. Frank's such an elitist. He's just sitting there eating his fucking salad.
And sushi. Who eats sushi, guys? Speaking of which, where's my roll?
Oh, John ate it.
Anyway, so Sean, let's talk about the Black Dahlia Murder guitarist, right? So he's not in the band anymore, and I heard through someone that posted on the forum now that they're playing as a four-piece, and they're not doing any solos. And it's like, why even bother, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Or at least like find like a replacement or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure they'll eventually find a replacement. I mean, you know, it's not like...
Why don't they just get a session guitarist or something?
Yeah, well, it was like really short notice, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know who's really... who's not doing anything right now is Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah.
And...
No, we can't play sound effects because I guess I could lower it. Anyway, here's Avril Lavigne covering System of a Down.
First say what it is because we used to, make fun of this on our old show.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've heard this before, Sean, but this is a classic.
Oh, shit.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah. Let me DJ it up. Hold on.
Yo.
Hey, you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. You wanted to.
Oh my god.
What? What? Wait, it gets better. We call this the gobble gobble song. You hear that? This is the funny part. She's just like, blah, 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 blah. And then it gets all serious. Like she's like, I don't deserve to. Sean, it's all a plot. We're trying to kill our one caller.
Oh, man. It's working.
What did this get on the table?
He wanted to.
These little mole rats and they're like that playing her fucking band.
He wanted to.
This is the acoustic, no lyric sheet version of Chop Suey.
The Thanksgiving edition. That might be the best part of the song. She farted.
That was awesome.
Sorry.
Yeah, just make sure the volume is like, I didn't do it on all of them.
Yeah,
that Tom Araya scream is not going to work till next week.
I turned the volume all the way down.
Yeah, it's just too loud. It's too loud.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Sean, if I blew your ears out.
I almost killed him.
Sean, he listens to fucking heavy metal, am I right?
Yeah, but he sets the volume where he wants it. Oh, Lord. Is this loud, too?
That'll work.
That's us on this show today.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
In fact, it's so good. We're so bad, we deserve it twice.
Sean, how old are you? Did we ask you this yet?
He said 18.
Oh, 18.
Right? So, are you 18?
No, I'm 23.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Where the fuck did I get 18 from?
That's his sister.
He's barely legal.
Oh, no, that was the other guy. That wasn't me. You guys were talking. We were talking.
I got it wrong. Yes, Kevin Spacey, I got it wrong. Sorry.
All right, well, someone gave me my food, and I'm getting really hungry, so I think we should do our first music break.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
And we could, like, reconvene now that we got everything sort of working. So, Sean, thank you for calling. Keep listening. We're going to be doing a giveaway in a little bit. We're giving away a signed CD from a little band you may have heard of named The Cynic.
But you're going to have to come to Brooklyn to pick it up yourself.
Yeah,
because we can't really afford to send it to Canada.
You're only a couple hours away out.
Hey, you can just walk.
Yeah.
you can take public transportation.
So cold today. You cannot walk. It's so cold in Canada. In Canada, so cold.
I'll skate there.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
You know, we have to, in Chinese restaurant in Canada, we cannot use cat because cat's frozen. Cat's frozen and no
deep fry.
No, we cannot deep fry cat because frozen. This is bad Chinese food with no cats.
All right. In honor of Black Dahlia murder, here's a little bit of that. Just for you, Sean.
Just for you, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
This is Black Dahlia murder featuring their new lineup of John, and John.
Great.
Here on Middle July Cast. No, this is not it. Let's talk again.
Thank you. Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life. But your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Thank you, Bland. That's our announcer, Chuck Blandington.
He is the only functioning part of this team.
You know, let me say something.
Most
professional. We've worked with Chuck for what, like 7 years now.
We go way back.
And he is just the most professional guy. He never wavers in his voice.
I've never seen him raise his voice. He's never gotten mad.
That's the thing. And he's been divorced like 3 times. And he's had this terrible fucking custody battle. And he just goes right to the point. He goes, this is what you want me to read? Okay, this is Chuck Blandington, no matter what. They play one of his other promos.
He's so reliable because, no matter what, he'll give you the same performance every time. And that's exactly what we want.
It's true. Okay, this is some of Bland's other work.
This is Chuck Blandington reminding you, I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been, hanging on to promises and the songs of yesterday. But I made up my mind, I ain't wasting no more time. Here we go again with the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Bland is the shit.
If anyone would like to talk to Bland, maybe we should give out the number.
Number, I don't even know it by heart yet.
It's 646. It's a New York zip code, area code, ladies and gentlemen. 929-1357.
Did Noah talk over the number? So let's read it again.
He doing that, I realized.
646. What is it?
I thought it was 8.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. 646-929-1357, peeps. Bras. Gents. So now,
by the way, can I, before you say anything, sure. I think Sid was just fucking with us. Because he had another comment that makes no sense either.
Yeah, he just, how dare you, Sid?
Sid was fucking pranking us.
What, once again, you know, I don't even think we properly introduced our voices. Who are we? You know?
Yeah.
I'm Rob.
And I'm John.
I'm Rob.
I'm
Noah.
No, I'm Rob.
No, I'm Rob.
That's Noah.
Stop fucking around. I'm Darren.
That's Darren or 3D.
3D is my nickname.
Because...
he's not really three-dimensional.
Because I have triple D titties. That's where I got that nickname. It's very embarrassing. I had them reduced.
I thought you didn't want us to talk about it.
I'm being real. We're on the air. This is
well,
what you do.
We have 1 hour left. We've gone through an hour.
We've had an hour of trying to figure out the fucking board.
I think we had like 40 minutes trying to figure out the board. Then we had 5 minutes of decent radio.
How about we break down what we did at the end
of the
show?
No, we're right on. We have the format right here. See? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get it up.
Get that format.
Yeah, yeah. It says right here. It says from 11:30 to 12:15, argue about how to use the fucking soundboard. Even says fucking right here. See?
Wow.
And then it says play song and eat sushi.
Oh, we did that. Wow, so we're totally...
So we are
that.
Totally
no, no, no.
Going by
and,
what we wrote.
And then it says 12:32, read back what we did for the first hour. So
wow.
There you go, we're right.
We are on why don't we let you know...
Can you read into the future?
Hold on, let me look at the back page.
See what happens.
12:57, meteor crashes into Noah's apartment. Oh, my God. We better stop the show right now.
No, we should keep going, guys. We should keep going.
Yeah, because meteors are metal.
Okay, here's what we have planned. We have a very special guest that's going to be in the studio very, very shortly. We're going to do that. We're going to give away an autographed copy of the brand new Cynic record, Traced in Air, which is fucking amazing.
Amazing.
I didn't. Was there an echo here? A female echo?
A female echo?
Yeah, your voice sounds like Noah the second time around. So we're giving away
some
stuff.
How'd you do that, Rob?
Remember on the old show when we used to give away, like, Eve 6 tickets or whatever?
The six caller gets Eve 6 tickets.
And, like, we'd get 4 calls.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey. Hey, God, what's up? How you doing?
I purposely cursed your radio show.
Wait.
What?
What
are you?
What the fuck? Just because we're Jewish, that's what it is, right?
I don't like Jews.
Wasn't your son Jewish?
That's why I don't like him.
That's why you fucking killed him, right?
Fuck Jesus H. Christ.
You're a shitty fucking parent. That's fucking child abuse.
I will murder you.
Let me ask you a question, God.
Yes.
Okay, hey, can you be serious for a second?
Okay.
Why did you give me herpes?
That wasn't God. I'm gonna tiptoe around that one.
I don't really have herpes.
What's the... Yeah, cover that one up.
That's not convincing.
All right, God, it looks like God hung up. Oh, are you still there, God?
I am still here.
All right. Can I just talk to you in your normal voice?
Sorry.
Thanks. All right. So I'm trying to get this straight because I'm Jewish. I don't get the whole fucking... I respect...
It happens all the time.
But, all right, you created people with original sin, right? And so that we would like to lust after bitches and whatever, you know.
I love bitches.
But then you sent your son to kill himself.
You don't have to tell me the story.
So I'm just trying to understand why. Why'd you have to kill your son?
Well, here's the thing about being God.
Okay.
It's really boring up here, you know, having everything and being, you know, omnipresent and all that crap. Gotta keep it, you know, keep it fun.
So it's fun to murder your children.
Yep.
Isn't that
Anyone out there agree with me?
I guess God's on
only
the,
if they're babies.
I don't think anyone's gonna dare to disagree with you, because you know you're gonna.
I'll kill them.
You could kill your own fucking son. What are you gonna do to some jack off in
the
audience?
He's all right. He's all right, because when I killed him, he just went to heaven, and we're just hanging out here.
Do you guys smoke weed in heaven?
Wait, I got a better question. God, are you from Jersey all of a sudden?
me and Thor Shretzky, we go way back.
I figured. Where's Thor? How's he doing?
Thor Shretzky just kind of where? Thor, where are you? Oh, he is currently at a Holiday Inn performing in a lounge.
God!
I heard
God,
it was Thor. Yeah, it was
Thor. You have a choice to do.
Oh, my God. Mother, I'm God.
Wait, God has a mother?
Of course.
So I thought God created everything. Like, that means
God, what is this? Why are you on the earth? We're all over the floor.
Here's the problem. I did create everything, and I felt I wasn't loved enough, so I created my own mother.
Is that a little
God, do you want some gefilte fish for dinner?
Oh, Jesus.
And I unfortunately made her Jewish.
So... God, you don't love me enough. So, not at all.
I think God left.
God hung
the
up.
Building.
By the way,
man, that God sounded like a jerk.
But he was right, actually. Thor Shredstein is doing a tour of Holiday Inns, opening up for Overkill, all down the Jersey Shore. So he'll be at every Holiday Inn and Motel 6. Check him out. He doesn't actually play the guitar in the act, though. He just kind of stands there because like, they don't pay him enough.
He's too good to play the guitar for people in New Jersey, at least.
You know what? I think it's been long enough where we should give out the phone number again, because none of you jerk asses are calling. Probably
what is it?
Only Sean in Canada is listening. But our phone number is 646-929-1357. That's 646-929-1357.
You should sing it.
646-393.
No, come on. Don't give out the wrong number.
Sing the right number.
Yeah. I was trying
so that
to
people will remember
it. Took over.
It could be any song.
646-929-1357.
So if people don't call, I propose that we play the Ja Rule Metallica song until we kill them.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Who's this?
Hey, it's Gab again.
Oh, what's up? Yeah, we couldn't hear you last time.
This is the other guy.
Yeah, I just felt like trying again.
This is our second call.
Well, it's good because we couldn't hear what the fuck you were saying before.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you guys either, so that's good.
Oh, now it's pretty good. Are you from Canada too?
No, I don't think the other guy was he? But I am from Canada, like West Coast. Yeah, so.
From where?
Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Do you ever hang out with Lord Worm?
No, he's from Montreal.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't know that, Noah.
Well, doesn't he run through the streets?
No, let me explain. Let me explain. Noah thinks Canada is like the size of Brooklyn.
Yeah, it only has one road, so I don't blame her.
Thanks.
So, what's on your mind, man?
Okay, so... I was actually going to ask about Cryptopsy, like, what are your reactions, or how is Nick doing, because I know that he likes, Lord Worm a lot.
Yeah, we haven't heard that much from Nick lately.
Actually,
Nick is
actually in Canada looking for the worm.
ever since Lord Worm quit Cryptopsy or got, go or whatever, Nick went on a mission to find him.
With his chalice.
In all seriousness, what is Nick doing?
Nick is actually helping my brother renovate his new house.
Oh, really?
There you go.
That's today.
He actually got a job.
No, he has a job.
That's his job? Like,
no,
renovating
he has
houses.
A real job. He works
and
at
And what
a...
they do is they fix up the house, and then they just smoke a ton of weed. So
he's
doing pretty good.
That must have looked like his resume must have been great for that fucking job.
Hey, guys, it's 12:40. That's almost 4:20, right?
Do you smoke weed?
No, I'm straight edge.
Straight edge?
Good for you.
You don't need to apologize.
This is God's mom, and I just wanted to chime in and let you know that you're doing something really great for yourself.
God has a Jewish mother.
I go through this every day in, the metal scene, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, but we don't.
I don't care.
We don't hate on people. Like I don't smoke weed. The two of them do.
Yeah, Darren is pretty much straight edge too.
I'm not straight edge by like stock. Like you know, my genre is not straight edge, but I just don't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
I can't afford to support my weed habit, so
yeah.
I don't really smoke.
I smoked weed every day for like 15 years, and then I was just like, it slows me down too.
So
much.
Have you never done drugs or alcohol?
Barely alcohol, no drugs ever.
Wow.
Or cigarettes or anything.
Cigarettes are lame.
That's why Rob smokes them.
It's hard to quit though, but no, that's good.
I had a friend that was like semi-straight edge, like he never smoked cigarettes, he never smoked weed or drank, but he did crack. That was it. just crack though.
That's fine, that's okay.
At least he kept his habits in
check. That sounds pretty good. I could
you gotta
try
do
that.
It in moderation, you know, like pick one thing and just do that.
So how old are you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm 18.
Is it John? Is that your name?
No. John was like 22 or something.
John, that was, I mean, it wasn't John.
I was
saying before, yeah. Rob.
Wait, no, I'm sorry, what's your name? I didn't pick it up the first time.
Gab. G-A-B.
Gab?
Oh, I thought it was Gab.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Jab, like the
spelled,
punch?
It's spelled Gab and pronounced Jab, right?
Oh, it's like Job.
Yeah.
No, it's G-A-B, like Gab.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said Jab.
So it is Gab.
I win. What do
like,
I win?
Like Gab?
It's an Asian name. It's an Asian name. It's actually Gap Sung Lim. That's my name.
Oh, were you offended by our delivery man?
Well,
rant?
Oh, hell no, man. It was funny. I'm Korean, so it's all good because that was a Chinese accent.
Let me tell you something. I just found this out, okay? Because I was talking to a Korean girl, and Koreans in Japan. She was from Japan but Korean, and she moved here when she was like 8. They're like the black people of America. Like they're the most oppressed. Like Japanese people treat them like shit, and they make them like have shitty jobs. Yeah, they make them have the shitty jobs, like elevator operators. And Japanese and Korean people hate each other.
We actually had we had Korean protesters in front of Sirius the other day.
What happened?
Apparently it's like a big thing. I don't know, they're just like protesting the fact that people are getting laid off, and I don't know if it goes down to like the factories where they make.
So like only laying off Koreans or something?
Yes, it's because the Japanese people are the overseers, so they do fire just Koreans.
So were you born here?
No, I came here like when I was 9.
Oh, man. Did you speak English when you came here?
No, I did not.
When I was in, I was about that age, and I was about 9. I was in, third grade. And this Korean kid didn't speak a word of English the previous year. In, like, 9 months, he learned the perfect English language.
He's better than you.
He beat me in a fucking spelling bee. We were the last two guys.
Oh, no.
Were you that guy? Were you and Derek?
He's a little younger than me. I'm so
arch nemesis, right there.
I'm just kidding. 61. So, no, I don't know.
So, Gab, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Have you been watching Metal Injection for a while?
Yeah, like 5 years. Since like grade 8 or 7 or something.
Wow. You know,
and how old are you? Did you say this?
18.
18. Okay, you were the 18, you know. All right. Got it. That's awesome, dude. You totally went through puberty with me.
I'm a big fan. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
disappointing you. Yeah.
The shows used to be on, our local little public access station over here.
Yeah, that's how we started. And then we were like, hey, wait, the internet. You don't just broadcast to Brooklyn, right? You broadcast to the world. Like Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Am I right?
And Korea.
Well, probably. Do you ever go out with, like, white chicks, or what do you date?
Let's see. I mostly hang out with white chicks, but I've dated only like Filipinos, I think.
Oh,
let me tell you something. Filipinos are like Asian Puerto Rican girls.
I guess
they are. What, these guys are staring at me like I have three eyes.
What's Noah? I'm interested in Noah, actually.
Well, she's in the show. Haven't you seen her?
Yeah, but where is she from?
Oh,
you want to tell him? It's kind of private.
Expose yourself, Dylan.
Oh, put your shirt back on.
Oh, God. You like, expose myself.
Metaphorically. Come on. This is a classy show here.
What, do you want to see my ass? Is that what you want?
Yes. No, what? Where are you from, Noah?
From my mother's uterus.
She doesn't understand. No, you don't understand. Like, it's nothing.
I'm a terrorist.
Yeah. She's an animal. No, she's a very private person. Like, nothing against
you. So she's Israeli. That's what Noah is. She's Israeli.
We're all Jews.
She was born in Israel.
We're all Jews.
Yeah,
I'm
like the worst.
The three of us are Jews. Frank isn't a Jew.
Oh, that's right. I meant the three
of
us.
But when we say
correct.
Jews, we're not like, we don't go to fucking, you know, the synagogue or anything. I think we're pretty
except,
fit to say.
Except that Rob is growing his rabbi beard.
Yeah, I am growing a rabbi beard.
You got to see the next Metal Injection podcast. You're going to see he looks like fucking Grizzly Adams.
Oh, not really.
He's got to. Too.
Hey, man, beards are in, right? In metal right now? Isn't
it doesn't look bad, I'll be honest with you.
Are you turned on there?
I wouldn't say that, but
that's
I can...
That's not a beard, that's a...
Oh, coat. Man, we had a second caller, and he just hung up. We were totally going to pick up on him, but now it's... Oh, there he is again.
What are we...
Too bad.
Let's do a four-way, guys.
Oh,
hello.
Are we five?
Oh, five, bro.
We don't count
new
women.
Caller.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Well, why don't you
turn your speakers
put
off.
Put him down for a minute. We'll get back to him.
Hello?
Yo,
turn
Hi.
Your speakers off.
Turn your speakers down. You can hear us through your phone.
Doing?
Oh, hey, is that? Am I on the live?
Yeah, you are live.
You're on the live.
Oh?
The live cast. What's up?
I'm
man?
On the
What's
internet.
Up? You are. You
are on the interweb.
You are broadcasting live.
Oh, that's, fuck yeah! Oh, can I swear on the internet?
Yes,
you
yes,
can
you're
totally
on the internet.
Curse. You're on the internet.
You're not allowed on the air if you don't curse. That's our rule. You have to curse.
Oh, cool! I didn't know the rules.
What's
man,
your
you
name,
guys weren't. You guys weren't kidding when you said you had no one calling in. I fucking got through, dude.
Well, we didn't we didn't promote it. We just this is like a test run.
Yeah, we're calling this episode zero because it took us like 45 minutes.
That.
Yeah, it took us 45 minutes to just.
Well, I mean that's a pretty dumb time to have a podcast because no people are fucking loser enough to be hanging around. Like,
are you,
you know?
Just wait? Let me get this straight. Are you calling yourself and Gab a loser?
Hey.
Exactly. No one's dumb enough to sit around getting drunk looking at your website at like 10 o'clock.
Well, you don't really have to get a website.
Well, what we're going for here is like to make it such an event and such a great fucking show that people stop going out on Friday.
Plus,
night.
On top of that, like it's not just a live cast. We're going to be putting out like the recorded version of it. To be available like all
just
week.
Just make sure that you download it as much as possible.
Yeah.
And also definitely
free?
Call in.
Free? You're not charging for it?
What?
No, we're not
when has Metal Injection charged for anything other than our new T-shirts, which are now
yeah,
available?
Yeah, I'd say your new T-shirt, which has also...
pretty fucking cheap.
Did you buy one yet? Wait, did you tell us your name yet, caller? John?
No, I'm Nick Fullerton.
Say
oh, you don't have to tell
Nick. Nick. Don't say your last name.
Wait, why don't we give out his phone number since he already gave his phone number?
847.
No, you should never give your last name.
Gab, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Yeah, dude.
Did
give
I
me some clinic
that's
shit.
Not, that's not my real first name or my real last name.
Okay, so Gab, right. Say hello to our buddy Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm a
loyal. I guess we're both losers.
Nick, where are you from?
Well, I'm in California right now, but I'm from Chicago.
Whoa. Metal Injection making connections from Vancouver to Chicago to California.
There's some shit going on.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm an American, so I know the last callers were Canadian, so
well,
I wanted to fucking...
Condescendingly. You said that kind of condescendingly.
Yeah, so what?
I'm an American. What's wrong with
Canada? I don't like Canadians, because...
Why?
Nick. Do you own a gun?
I own several guns.
Good for you.
Have you ever shot a gun?
I'm scared.
But, Mom, again, I would just like to say it's a good thing that you own guns for protection.
Yeah, God likes guns. Now, let me ask something. Did you ever shoot anybody?
No, but I almost did.
What happened?
Was it a deer?
Well, no, I'm in the Marine Corps, so...
Oh, shit. Are you on active duty or what?
Yeah.
Where? So you're stationed in California?
Yeah, I'm at Camp Pendleton right now, so.
Holy shit. So when, like, do you want to be in the Marine Corps or, like?
Fuck no, man. I'm getting out in a week and grow my fucking hair out.
Are you going to keep listening to our show?
Wait, are we being tracked by the Army or the Marine Corps?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah, the Army listens to the Marine Corps' podcast calls.
Yeah, can you imagine, like the Marine Corps is like, they can't get their soundboard working.
Oh, fuck.
Why are we following these guys?
Have some kind
they
of code.
Israeli.
I would never give you guys up. I'm just
we
saying
just got
that.
Word that they have a Chinese delivery guy who says it's too cold.
No, very, very cold.
See? You hear the word code. It must be some kind of war. We're going to intercept that code.
Nick, but I'm not. What's
so
up?
We don't need shout. Well, Nick, how long have you been listening? How long have you been watching Metal Injection, rather?
Well, I've only for about a year now. I've been logging on and checking out the various features.
I'm a veteran, bitch.
Little Army Navy Marine talk.
Can I just say something here? 1 point for Canada.
Wait, let me ask you guys, Richard. What would you say is like your favorite interview that we did? Because the show is all about us.
Gab first. Yes.
Gab, you first.
My favorite interview on Metal Injection.
Yeah.
My favorite interview is the one when you got Schlegel and Trevor and Brian and what's his name from the Red Cord?
Oh, Greg, the Red Cord.
Greg, yeah, man, and you guys are all fucking. That's my favorite, man.
We smoke so much weed. Well, Greg doesn't smoke. Greg just drinks, and Brian Flegel obviously didn't. But the dude from Bullet Horde.
Ask the man.
So, Gab, let me ask you a question. So you don't.
Wait, no, that was Nick, right? That was Nick that said that, right?
Yeah, that was Nick.
I know, but I wanted to ask Gab a question.
Okay.
Nick,
when you see people like on Metal Injection, like I can't hear them.
No, that's right. I couldn't.
Oh. Like when you see, I didn't muted them. When you see,
well, we don't want to hear Nick.
Well, okay, come on, let's go.
When you see people on Metal Injection, like doing, you know, smoking weed or drinking, like, do you get all pissed off or you don't care?
You don't
like,
no, man, my friends do it all the time. Like,
shit, I'm about to be in a week. I'm gonna be smoking weed. Shit, I've been smoking like 5 years.
It's not that I think it's wrong or anything. It's just like it doesn't appeal to me, you know.
Yeah, you're the right kind of straight edge guy. You're the kind of straight edge person I can hang out with.
Yeah, because
hell no, party.
Yeah, I get that
a lot. Party on, man.
I like that.
But yeah, my favorite interview is probably when Rob got raped by Guar guy, Yurungus or whatever.
Whatever
his name
Yurungus.
Is. Fuck. Yeah, you got raped, man.
Well, I'm sorry, you mean Metal Misha.
Oh, no, was that Sinister Sasha, or?
That was Misha.
Hey, who was that?
That was Metal Misha.
Metal Misha, that's it, yeah.
Sasha was passed out during that.
Sasha was getting fondled by one of the other GWAR members.
It's a homo.
Oh.
It's hard to beat the Tony Danza one, too. That's classic.
Yes, the extremely drunken Tony Danza tap dance. The drunken one or the sober one?
No, the drunken one. I've showed that to so many people, and it's the fucking funniest shit ever.
When right after we did that interview, the drummer of the Tony Danza Death Dance Extravaganza came up to me and was like, "Hey, we're going to be in Jersey tomorrow. Do you think we could try this again?" Like, I was like, "No, dude. We got it. We got it, dude.
It's going up, man."
But then they were like begging us, like, "Okay, come on. We seriously feel like we've embarrassed ourselves."
You should give it the number and keep it.
You guys are the power.
Hold on one second.
Guys, we have 3 spare lines open. Let's have a sex party of metal. Right here, give us a call. 646-929-1350.
Origin rules.
It's autographed. Cynic fucking CD. It's going to be dope. This CD is the fucking bomb. Diggity. I don't know why I'm talking like hip-hop. DJ,
can you send me that to Vancouver, please?
We could
if you pay the postage.
You have to answer a question. No. If you like when we do the contest, if you're the fifth caller, if we even have 5 callers.
But you have to be the fifth one if you're the second.
I'll be all 5. How about that?
Yeah, if you call 5 times, then you're good. Then just
calling.
Well, no, you got
sweet.
You got a competition from Nick, and then we got Sean, who I hope is still listening. That's 3 people I know.
Sid.
And then Sid. Sid doesn't like Cynic. My roommate Sid. Yeah, he's just playing Madden.
I wanted to say,
oh, we got a third caller.
I wanted to say something.
Sean John again. I'm here for the gangbang.
Oh.
You take one call at a time.
One call. You think three callers is too much?
Well, I think two is too much.
Keep me on, man. Keep me on.
Well, I'm hanging up on you, but I'm still like, here. The other guy keeps stepping on your lines.
I was getting a beer.
Oh, okay. Well, I know no one asked me, and I'm not from some fancy Canada or Vancouver or Chicago stationed in a Marine Corps base, but my favorite episode of Metal Injection is the VJ Search.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Does anyone remember that?
The what?
Yeah.
The VJ Search.
Back to the day when there were parodies.
When Rob,
did you guys really think I was fired?
Rob quit the show and then we...
No, I didn't believe that for a second.
During the podcast thing where you got the video podcast?
That was before.
Yeah, that was like a while ago, but yeah.
You guys should seriously go back to the episodes, man. I miss
those. That's what everybody says, too.
Well, like the fix, that's what we're kind of trying to do with the fix, where like the reason we kind of stepped away from the episode format was because...
takes too long.
Yeah, it was like really like it would take us like a week or 2 weeks to compile the whole episode, and we were like, you know, this isn't really smart because, you know, it kind of affects hits and whatever. So we were just like, let's just put stuff out as soon as we're done with it. And then we kind of realized that by doing that, like, we had a lot of fun shooting the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why we started the fix.
I think it's just because you go backstage and you get too fucked up with the bands and you never end up recording anything.
Wow, do you know us?
are you sure you don't live in New York?
His name is Nick.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I see some of them, and you know, they turn out because you're with the bands, and then so I figure, hey, the other ones don't get shown because you're too messed up.
No, there was only
true. That's exactly what happens. Actually,
there was only one time where I was too messed up in an interview. And that was, I think it might even be on the website.
That's
was,
at Ozfest, isn't it?
It was at Ozfest 2004, I think, the one where it was like, it was Ozzy, Sabbath, Priest, Slayer, and then like all the second stage bands were like Lamb of God and Unearth and like every band at a time. And what we were trying to do like a second stage special, and we were interviewing all the bands, and then our buddy who was with us, who was helping us get some interviews because he knew some of the people in the band.
Can we say who he is? Because I'm sure people...
No, we shouldn't name drop. We shouldn't name drop because he's in a band.
Ozzy Osbourne.
But he was like, hey, man, do you want to interview Throwdown? And, by this point, we were doing Jaeger shots with, like, God Forbid, and I was so fucking...
Yeah.
Like, I was...
Don't name drop, Rob, at all.
They were on the tour, but anyway. Yeah, like, I was so gone, I could barely... compose myself,
and
then they're like, "Hey, you want to interview Throwdown?" And I'm like, "I don't know anything about this. I'm not interested."
Yeah, they suck.
Well, you know,
he didn't even know that they suck.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I saw the play, yeah, but whatever. So then, I'm interviewing them, and then I make like a obviously they're straight edge, and I make
like the joke.
I make an alcohol joke or something like that, and they totally didn't laugh. And I was so wasted. I felt so awkward that literally after
he was tipping forward. That's how drunk.
Yeah. I honestly I don't ever remember feeling this drunk where I actually said I can't do this anymore, and I walked away. And I have never ever done that before then or since.
You're a diva.
I was like, I can't do this. And then actually, Tommy Beck, who's not right now, formerly of Divine Heresy.
That interview with that really young
you
band
just,
looked like
you were
pretty smashed.
You are just a higher class of journalists, I must say.
Wait, who, me? Or is Walter?
Dude, Rob.
Who of us?
What? It's the nightly news.
Rob.
New breed of broadcast.
You are a new breed of... Internet blogger.
You're new to something.
Whoa, hey guys.
Dude, Rob.
That beard, sorry, I just...
Rob, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Weren't you pretty drunk when you, like, interviewed the band with, like, 17-year-olds or whatever?
Oh, Black Tide, yes. But...
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was a good drunk, because I went in there knowing that I was going to just, the whole interview would just be me asking them, like trying to get them to admit that they've been drinking on the tour. And the funny thing is, like, at the time.
Man on a mission.
Yeah, like, at the time when I was drunk, I was like, man, this interview is going great. This is hilarious. And you don't really see this in the interview, but their tour manager and their manager is basically like their dad on the road. He was in the Winnebago, and he was in the front seat, so he like heard the whole thing. And then afterwards, I was like, "Hey, that was pretty good, right?" And he gave me the coldest look. He was so pissed off. And
he was probably on shrooms.
And actually, like the whole band was pretty pissed off.
Sells albums.
Yeah, because it got back to me that like they like when people came up to them at shows, they were like, "Yeah, we hate that dude. We want to beat him up." And then the next time I saw him, I was like, "Hey, I heard you want to beat me up." I do too, by the way. And then he's like,
I saw that at Mayhem. Not good.
Oh yeah. That's right. We put that on the air. But yeah, he was basically like, "Oh yeah, I remember how tall you were, so that's not happening." But I was really hoping that he would try to punch me.
Wow, how tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
I thought you were 6'5".
No, well, maybe with shoes on, but I like to go for the 6'5". I'm a humble guy.
Okay.
All right.
But I know, God forbid, and I drank with them.
Put up the...
You sneak him some beers.
What?
You sneak him some
beers. Oh, no, they were totally drinking on Mayhem. Black Tie. They didn't have that restriction at all. They were gonna, it was actually... Okay, to name drop a little more.
Oh, boy. That's how you started.
Yeah, okay, nobody's listening to this.
Yeah, it's just the three of you guys. Mayhem Fest was pretty awesome because... like, you know, all the bands, they got along really well. And every night, like some of the bands mentioned this in their interviews, every night a different band hosted a party for, you know, the other bands. It was like an after party in the parking lot. And it was really, really awesome because that night was Mastodon's party. And they had a drink called Wolf Urine. Now, I know what you're asking. What is Wolf Urine, basically?
Wolf Urine.
You take two bottles.
What Lord Worm drinks on the weekend.
You take two bottles of vodka, pour those in, a little pineapple juice, and some ginger, and you got yourself a little wolf urine. And it actually tasted delish.
Delicious.
And they had chicken with beer up the ass. Beer flavored chicken is good.
Oh, Southern. I thought that was the name of a drink.
do you drink it from a chicken's ass?
It was a good time.
You
they,
take
those
chicken.
Guys had a party.
And put it in the wok with a cat.
but anyway, we're going to hang up on you guys, and right now we're going to play a song from Cynic, and then immediately following
Ooh,
that...
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Them and the Sugar and a Faceless.
That is going to... That,
hey, hey,
cool.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
I got the tickets for that today.
We never, asked the third caller who he was or anything like that.
No, that was Sean.
Oh, it's Sean's back.
His call,
yeah, he's back for a...
I never heard that.
Sean,
Sean.
I didn't know your phone number was 1111111.
That's what it's coming up on.
That's
well, the other guy's fucking letters.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, dude. Gab, the phone number that we see for you is area code JUMPMANHAT. What's jump
Manhat?
Yeah. Are you Skyping us?
Yeah. I'm USB microphone, like on the internet, because I didn't want to pay for long distance, right?
Nice, smart.
It costs a tenth of a cent.
Aha.
Yeah. Okay. So guys, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Hey, right on.
Hang up.
Next week it'll be a lot better. So listen next week.
No. You could still listen. We got a half hour left in the show. We're going to 1:30.
No, turn it off.
Give out the number.
Yeah, the number is 646-929-1357, and we are going to play one song from Cynic, and then we're going to do our giveaway. So keep listening. Thank you.
This is Chuck Blandington. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy, and I called her baby, as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
Thank you, Blandy.
Oh, what a wonderful guy that Chuck Blandington is.
We love him. All right.
Very professional. Always on time.
Well, it's time for our Cynic giveaway. Rob, take it away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our Cynic giveaway. All you have to do is be our fifth caller. So, what is our number, you ask? Well, our number is 646-929-1357. And go.
You sounded like a Z Morning Zoo guy.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Rob, how was your weekend, Rob?
Oh, it was great. Why did you call 646-929-1357? And you could win big.
Hey, how about that, Barack Obama, huh? Next president of the United States. Hey, all right, 72 degrees in Central Park.
Let's take a look at those rooms.
So I just realized, though, that, you know, we can't really screen phone calls. So the people listening at home would hear the first four people call. And
no, they won't.
Well,
because we don't have to let them on the air.
Oh, this is true. So you guys don't know how many callers
we
have.
Wow, 92 people called already. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. You should still call.
Well, I mean, Let's just pretend the show is still going on. We're doing our Cynic giveaway.
Let's pretend the show is still going
on. Oh, that's right. Our phone number here is 646-929-1357.
So I wanted to get into something about while we wait for our callers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can always go forward.
I don't know how many of you three people listening know about this. There was a catastrophic event that occurred in 2003, and that's not 9/11, that was 2001. But one day Rob called me, and this must have been at the end of 2003, and he said to me, Darren, Metallica made a song collaborating with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, ha, 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 okay, yeah, very funny. I thought he was just fucking with me. And I came in to do our radio show that we had at that time. And I thought he made some kind of, you know, like joke file to play on the air, you know. And he turns it on, and it's really them. Like, they actually recorded a song together.
I was there, too, and I could not believe.
Because,
just to clarify, it's not like they recorded it together. I think what happened was, Metallica gave Ja Rule and his producer Swizz Beatz,
like one riff.
Yeah, like a riff and like
and
a verse.
One vocal.
Yeah.
Like, more than this.
And then this is what Ja Rule came up with. Now, once again, before we play this a fantastic joke of a song, I want to remind you we're doing a Cynic giveaway, autographed Cynic CD. Give us a call, 646-929-1357. Fifth caller wins it. Here's Ja Rule and Metallica. And this is fucking hilarious.
Oh!
It's on fire.
On fire.
We got Metallica.
So cold today.
You can't really hear it there.
Yeah, it's on mono. That's kind of a bummer.
How'd that happen?
Well,
you didn't equalize it before.
That's right. I didn't.
Well, okay, it doesn't really work that well when it's on mono, but it's pretty freaking hilarious. All right, let's move it to third caller.
Well, if you were smart,
or
you could have just
caller.
Said that this was the
third
caller.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Oh, so you mean someone is actually calling in and we're just not going to pick it up?
We've had a few, well, we want to wait till we get a fifth.
That was the fourth right there.
But you realize this is only three people that we have calling, since only three.
Right, but he called twice, and now we're up to the fourth one.
But they have to call from like three different phone lines.
I think we should be talking about this off the air.
This is another thing we should have discussed. So yeah, autograph Cynic CD. All you got to do is call 646-929-1357.
Now they're all hanging up and calling in again. Obviously. I believe that's our fifth caller.
Oh, I think I just pressed hang up on him.
You did it?
You bastard.
There we go. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Which one of you?
Hello.
What's your name and where are you from?
Oh, I did hang up on him.
No.
This
I'm
guy went. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is John John.
Who are you? Who are
oh,
you?
Oh, this is Sean John. Sean John, you're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Oh, sorry, man. Am I number five?
You, congratulations. You won an autographed FedEx CD.
Do we have some applause or something we can give
Yeah. I'm fucking stoked. I'd be, like, streaming right now, but, like, super.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations. Chuck, 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 Chuck.
Fuck yeah.
All right, so here's, now we have a problem. Now. We have a problem. The problem is...
I see your problem, because I got to give you an address, and you guys are on
the air. Wait, wait, wait.
Don't do it on the air.
That was the problem, because... Because
now Gab and the other guy are going to come to your house and beat you up. So that's
yeah, so all you got to do is just email me at 8mail@metalinjection.net.
Okay, beautiful.
But they're all going to do it. So how do you
know
which...
What's your email address before the ad?
I'm on your forum too. I'm under the name Set Abominate.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, so just private
Rob.
Yeah, private message the Metal Injection account and we'll make sure to get you the autographed Cynic CD.
Awesome. I'm fucking stoked. Thanks guys. That's wicked.
No, thank you for listening. See, it pays.
Listen, we have to thank you because you listened to us in our abortion stage.
Yeah, were you with us since 11:30? Since our is this working days?
When did you call up? I mean, listen.
I started when the show started.
Yeah, man. Thank you, God. I wouldn't have listened to it.
It was fucking funny. You guys just trying to figure shit out, man. Like this is.
Where does the blue wire go?
Your best radio episode.
Is this being recorded?
That's why. Yeah, this is definitely
Stop.
Being recorded. Yeah,
Well, the second hour is pretty good.
Yeah, the second. Well, I'd say after like the first 20 minutes, we kind of.
Once we realized that we should put the volume up on the computer, I think everything.
Yeah, that was it.
Once we realized that we had to plug everything in
and turn things on.
Yeah, that was the turning point, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And we only really have 15 minutes left on the show.
Oh, we didn't even get to our special guest.
Yeah, we should bring in our special guest. We're gonna.
So,
I think we have to.
John,
thank you for calling. Congratulations. Keep listening. We're gonna have to hang up.
And
on
don't
you
forget
right now.
To private message Rob.
Yeah.
You win your prize.
Yeah. But like we said, we have a special guest who has been quite reclusive the last 2 months leading up to the release of his highly anticipated album, Chinese Democracy. Let's get him on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, Axl Rose is here.
Yeah.
Axl, how are you doing?
I'm fine, bro. Yeah.
Oh, my God. My breathing pattern has changed.
Did I get you wet yet? Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, Axel, let me ask you, your new record came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were nowhere to be found. Where
no,
were
whoa.
Where
oh,
were you?
Yeah. I was taking Chinese classes, yeah.
So very cold, China.
I met that guy. Oh.
Oh, you met our delivery guy?
Yeah.
Did you order sushi for him? Is that what happened?
No.
But okay, so did you learn any Chinese?
I can only answer yes and no questions. Yeah.
So you learned some Chinese?
Yes, I did.
Could you speak any Chinese for us?
Diu Lei Lo Moa.
Why haven't you been
Chinese language? How do you like it?
Axel, did you have to go to China to complete Chinese Democracy?
You know, I came here 2 hours late. That's like on time for me.
Yeah, I was reading, Axel, that you really like...
I didn't even answer.
No, whoa.
Hey, you know, if you want to talk to Axl Rose, he's going to be here for only a few minutes. You know, this guy's got big ass.
I'm leaving. I'm not talking to your fucking caller. Fuck you.
Wait, no. Let's give us a second.
I don't give a fuck.
You can't see it, but he's like swaying his hips.
Can I curse on the air?
You totally can, Axl. You don't have to speak in song.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna write to the Block Talk Radio people and say that they can't allow people to curse, and then I'm going to curse anyway.
Do I call 646?
Why did I just move into Dave Mustaine for a second?
Hey, Axl, why don't you sing the phone number so people can talk to you?
Where is it?
I love this guy. Oh, he's so
646-929-1357.
In case you don't understand Axl speak, that's 646-929-1357. Axl, you know, Slash has been talking about your record. He says it's pretty good.
Slash, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who the fuck is Slash?
He played guitar in your band 13 years ago.
The guy with the top hat?
Yeah, he's in Guitar Hero, that video game.
He's rich.
He's in Velvet Revolver.
No recollection. Not ringing a bell.
How about Buckethead? Do you remember Buckethead?
Not familiar, no.
What about Steven Adler?
Great way to kill the last 9 minutes.
He's so talented.
I'm so talented.
Will you come with me to my bedroom?
You're gonna come.
Whoa.
After I leave.
Axl, any
I don't finish off, girl.
All right.
Axl,
home.
Any final words before we hang up on you?
Noah. It's so cold today.
So very, very cold.
So very, very cold. Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ow.
Thank you, Axl. Thank you.
Woo. Oh, Axl, get at it. That motherfucker just spilled whiskey on me.
Oh.
Make sure that wasn't his jizz.
Cocksucker. He smells. What is he, like 48 years old?
Oh, he's crying.
The fucking baby.
You hurt his feelings, dude.
So I don't give a fuck. Tell him to get in the ring.
What does that even mean, Darren?
That's from an
that's
a song.
Wow, you are so not.
You don't know anything about power metal.
I missed it. Yeah, they're not power metal. Come on.
What are they? Noah?
Noah.
Subgenre expert.
No, I'd say they're like hard rock.
They're not hard rock. They're like
rock.
Like
whiskey rock.
Yeah.
Bar rock.
Which is why Axel just smells like whiskey.
Oh.
Now it's all over Darren's face.
Listen, I turn the guy on. It's not like a switch I can turn on and off my sex appeal, okay?
Guys, we only have 7 minutes remaining in this show.
That sucks. We got to wait a whole week?
Time of freaking... Yeah, okay. So next week...
Axel, get out of here.
Your segment is done, Axel. Maybe next week, Axl, but we will be back next week with hopefully Metal Injection Episode 1. If the real one. Yeah, the real one. If things go poorly, it might be Metal Injection Episode 0.5.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Well, this time I got good news. We're going to start setting shit up 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
Right
at
5.
And actually, you know, this week we're at 11:30. Next week we're going to be
half hour.
Ew, Rob, that's disgusting.
Is that chunks in
that? That was just the sound effect.
Like
no, you just
food.
Burped into the fucking
there's,
mic, too.
Yeah, but there's pieces of food on his microphone now. I didn't do that.
It adds flavor.
That's disgusting. Yeah,
but, yeah, so next week we're going to be on at 11, and this is going to be a weekly thing that we're going to do as long as we don't find anything better to do on a Friday night. It's the Metal Injection live cast with Rob, Noah, and 3D. And hopefully as time goes by, we'll get a little better.
So can I ask a question? Why are we going to be on at 11?
Well, the reason is Blog Talk Radio, you kind of have to schedule your show, and they only allow X amount of shows going on like every half hour. And I went to schedule it today, and it was already booked up for 11.
All right. So,
long story, but whatever.
We got to tell our listeners, our three listeners, to get all your friends to listen to the show so that way we can have a better time to watch.
I think more than three people are listening.
No, more than three people. Yeah. But
that's wishful thinking.
The deal is,
I have people listening.
The deal is that we can't get a prime time slot, which is between 7 and 11 p.m., unless we have 500 listeners.
How do they know, though?
They'll know. Oh, they'll know. So the more of you that listen, the better of a time slot we have so you can listen more with more of your friends and all that fancy jazz.
And pretty soon there will be Metal Injection live cast listening parties.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But don't do that, because then that'll be like less computers accessing the...
Oh, yeah,
we
yeah.
got enough freaking people to do
that. I'm just joking around.
Unless everyone has iPhones or some type of PDA.
Yeah, you can't really...
don't have PDA?
What is wrong with you? Yeah, we only have 4 minutes.
It went up. Look.
Oh, now we have we have 4 minutes.
What's wrong with you, Blog Talk Radio?
Give us a call. We want to hear from somebody that's not Sean, Nick, or Gab. Gab, Jab, Job, Job.
Job.
No, it was Gab. I'm just kidding, buddy. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. You can be famous within the next 4 minutes.
Not really.
So while that's happening, I want to talk like really quickly about something we posted in our blog. A little quote from Lars Ulrich that I'd like to pull up. And
what a way to end the show.
Honestly.
Good parting words.
Yeah. I mean, the headline of the blog post that I wrote on December 3rd was, Lars Ulrich enjoys bonding with friends in bathroom stalls. And basically, a interviewer asked Lars about doing coke and what he what was the appeal of it. And this is a direct quote from Lars Ulrich. Quote, the bonding. Two guys in a bath. I'm sorry. Maybe we should say it like Lars.
I can't. Lars is not here.
The bonding.
Obviously.
Two guys in a bathroom stall feels like the most important place in the whole world at that moment. I've actually gone in a bathroom stall with friends since I quit, just so I could have a little bit of that bonding.
He's a faggot.
Thank you, Axel. But
I wonder if Axel ever bonded with him in the bathroom.
But,
not my time.
But so Lars Ulrich likes to just go into a bathroom stall and watch other people do coke. Here's my question for Lars Ulrich. Okay, you were backstage in a dressing room. Why do you have to go to the bathroom to do coke? Why can't you just do it in your fucking dressing room?
Well, Lars always struck me as the kind of guy who likes to hang around the bathroom and smell other guys' crap all day.
Okay, yes.
And so that may have had some appeal.
Yeah.
And also, I just think he likes penis.
Wait, does it say that he's sniffing crack? Because that might be a butt crack.
Yeah.
Good
point.
Well, no, he's just talking about coke. He didn't mention anything about crack.
Did you Photoshop that picture of them making out?
No, this is an actual picture.
That's real?
This is a picture of
Lars Ulrich and Kirk Hammett tonguing each other.
Tongues out.
They're not making out, but their tongues are touching.
Yeah, their cheeks are rubbed together. Just go on the main page of Metal Injection and search Lars. It'll be.
It's not so bad because it looks like two chicks making out. So it's
yeah,
not even
it's from the 80s.
Two
so.
Really ugly fucking. Well, one ugly chick and a hot chick, Kirk Hammett.
Guys, we only have 2 minutes left. Somebody give us a call. 646-929-1357. We're wrapping up our episode zero, as we call it, our little test run of the Metal Injection live cast. And we will be back next week, next Friday, at 11 p.m. Eastern.
We're going to shoot tomorrow.
We're going to have a big Christmas special type thing, and
if they wake up at fucking
We're getting a little warning. So we'd just like to say to all the people that have listened, thank you for tuning in while we go through our little growing pains with the live cast. Thank you to our callers, Nick, Gab, and Sean John. And thank you to all the people that are listening and too pussy to call in. It's cool. It's cool. We don't think any less of you. Shut up, woman. Oh,
we
now we're going
to
count
to get up in here and tell her to shut the F up.
Yeah, well, you can curse now. It's okay.
All right.
So check out Metal Injection. We just put up 3 awesome live clips of Origin. We have a new interview with Baroness up. We have a bunch of music videos. And let's just end it on a bland announcer guy.
Yeah.
Chuck Blandington, a little promo.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This is Chuck Blandington reminding you, I've got something to say. I write to your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for hour 2 of the Metal Injection Livecast. Injection.net/livecast.